So we're being recorded and we're being listened to by the AI. That's
Yeah.
how they go. Yes. Not too spooky. So this is Parshat Devarim. And this is basically taken from the Musar Vad by Rabbi Yisrael Daskal, who was the brought for the Kollel for the Yarchei Kala. They have like 4 days of solid learning, in-depth learning meant for all of us laymen. Was a nice experience. So he talked Thursday night. And this week is Sefer, we start Sefer Devarim, Moshe giving his long series of speeches before Bnei Israel going to Eretz Yisrael, and he starts by going through all the things that they did wrong.
Micha Goodman, he
Yeah,
has a book, a whole
book.
book, M
Right, is that
Moses'
Masters of the Word?
Last Words,
Last
Moses.
word. Oh yeah. Is it specifically about Devarim?
It's about the speech.
Okay.
I
So we're
bought
gonna
it
read part of
for,
it.
I just bought it for a friend. That's why I know about it.
Ah, okay.
Hi, Leah.
Good to see you.
You too. Although I don't see you, but I
Oh, you
hear you.
don't?
Well, I do. You're just very little on the side.
Very
tiny. I'm actually going to turn video off. And I'm going to be packing while listening.
okay.
Okay.
Still
Okay.
packaging. Okay.
Thanks.
So this is Moshe talking about specifically Cheder Merabim. Source one. We traveled from Har Sinai, from Choreb. We went through this terrible, awesome wilderness, Shiritim, that you've seen, Derech HaMori, for the mountains of the Amori, as God commanded us. We made it to Kadesh Barnea, which is at the southern border of Eretz Israel. I told you, when we've gotten to these mountains, Emory is a general sense. It generally means the Levant, the entire Middle East, or the part of the Middle East where Israel is, that this is the part that God has given us. Look, God has given you this land. Reish, go inherit it, possess it. As God told you, Al tira ve'al techat, do not be afraid. But kulchem, and you all came to me. Batamru, and you said, lefanena, let us send men before us, and they will explore the land. Davar, and they'll return information to us at the way we're supposed to go, by Tarima, Shenavo, Elohim, and the cities that we're going to go into. By Tabenadavar, and I thought this was good. And I took 12 men, Ishachalashavet, one for each tribe. By Fnu, by Elu, Ahara, and they went out to the mountains. By Boa Nachal, they went to Ashkol. By Gulotan, they spied it out there. By Chumi Adah, Priyaretz, and they took from the fruit of the land. And they brought it down to us. And they returned it. They came back with information. And they said, "Tova haaretz asher Hashem Elokeinu tein lanu, the land that Hashem has given us is good." Lo avitem lalot, and you did not want to go make aliyah. Vatamur pi Hashem Elokeichem, and you rejected God's word. And you complained in your tents, and you said, "It's only because God hated us, that He took us out of Egypt." Then give us to in the hands of the Emory to destroy us. Here. Okay. The guy's gonna destroy us. Where are we going up to? Achenu, our brothers have melted our hearts. Lamor is saying, "I'm a gadol v'ram. This is a nation that's greater, stronger than us. Arimu, they're huge cities, but Shemayim, fortified to the heavens. Gam b'nei and we even saw the giants there." The point we're looking at is notice the way he words the sin of the spies. What did the spies do? They took the fruit of the land. Yeshua attended the bar. They gave us the information. Tavar Asher Hashemu came to Lanu, and the land that God has given to us is good. And then Vlovitem Lalot. And you refuse to go. Right? He's bearing the lead in the journalist sense of the word, meaning delaying sharing essential information. I mean, that what the problem with the spies was not they said the land is good, is that they said but we can't conquer it. The people are too strong. That doesn't come later until the people are complaining and saying this is what they told us. So bearing the lead.
Lead, LEDE.
LEDE. So journalism jargon intentionally misspells words like that. So head
Oh.
HED is headline. Lead is the lead point, LEDE.
Huh.
It's kind of cute. I guess it's supposed to be cute. That is intentional.
Okay.
Bearing the lead means to delay sharing essential information in a story, beginning with the secondary details instead. Originating in the newsreading world, but is now applied widely in all fields of writing. While bearing the lead is often treated as a writing mistake made by rookie writers, it can also be used deliberately as a way to mask the story's true meaning to elicit a specific response from readers. So we look at the actual lead of, what did the Maragim say? Because look at the original story, right? This is back in the Parsha Shlach. They came back from touring the land, Miyam, after 40 days. They came back to Moshe and Aaron, the people, and Bar Paran, Kadesh, to the city of Kadesh, Barnea, and Haran, Yeshiva, Tam Davar, and he gave them the information about Kol Aida, along with them and all the people. They showed them the fruit of the land. Right, that's what Moshe says 40 years later. By Sapulo, and they said, Tani went to this land, the gums of Archalov, he Vizepriya, and it's a land flowing milk and honey. This is fruit. Yeah, land is good. And then they kept going. Ephes, but Ki Aza the people who live in the land are too strong. Varim Bitsruka the Lot and the
That's a very weak translation of Ephes, but
How do you want
it's more,
it? It means
but
that
all
means
that's
nothing.
for nothing
That is for nothing.
because.
Yes. The
Right.
point is that Moshe doesn't quote that. That's the important part of what they did wrong, and Moshe doesn't bother quoting that. Right. The spies said, okay, this is all for nothing, because the people are too strong and the cities are too fortified. Gam Yudea Nakri Nusham and the giants are there. Amalek Yoshe Beretz HaNegev. Amalek is in the Negev. Achitiba Yosiba Mri Yoshe Bahar. It's all inhabited by these people. And Kalev tried to quiet the people to listen to Moshe. And he said, no, we can definitely go up. We can possess it. The people and the spies went with him, said, no, we can't. The people are too strong. And they maligned, slandered the land of Shatirota, they had toured. This land that we toured in, that it consumes its inhabitants, and all the people are strong and
Big.
big people. We saw the giants there. We were like grasshoppers in their eyes. That's the way they saw us. So, Moshe.
I know there's a common answer I should know. Where's Yehoshua?
He doesn't talk. He is one of those who later on doesn't agree with the people, but he'll be mentioned later in this parak there. Right, against them. Right. Kalev is one who stands up to them. Yehoshua is quiet. Which there is some discussion of that. Okay, I mean, presumably he is already known as Moshe's man. They're not going to listen to him, as only Kalev, who presumably is independent enough to be able to say something. But here, Moshe, in our story, Moshe is retelling it, he's bearing the lead. And we said it's either a writing mistake made by rookie writers, we assume Moshe is not, that this is meant intentionally. So this is meant to elicit a specific response from readers. Right? What is Moshe saying by doing this? By saying that the spies said it's good land and you refuse to go. Dasko wrote a similar problem in last week's Parsha. Last week's Parsha talks about B'nai Reuven and B'nai Gad. And they tell Moshe, right? We have all this cattle. We're in land with, it's in modern Jordan, which I assume is more green than it is now. They want to be able to, I wouldn't want to have to raise cattle in Jordan. They said, "In matzenochem we found favor in your eyes. You tied the arts as zot. Let's have this land as our inheritance. Al tavirenu as Yerdain. Don't make us cross the Jordan." Moshe says to Gad and Reuven, he gets upset. Your brethren are going to go to war, and you're going to stay here. That's one word. Tini'un. That's double. Israel. Why are you going to hold back the hearts of Bnei Israel? May Avorat Aras from going into land, Asher Natana Hem Hashem, that God had given them. Kena Ko Asu Avotechem. This is the same thing that your ancestors did. When I sent them out from Kadesh to go explore the land. They went to Eshkol, and they saw the whole land. They came back and they held back Bnei Israel, Lil Tibo Aretz, to help keep them from going to the land Asher Natan Lahem Hashem that God gave them. And God was furious in that day. And God swore that these people who came out of Egypt, that they will not see the land that I promised to their ancestors. That should have a circle there. Because they didn't fulfill what I wanted. They didn't follow me. Except for Caleb and Yeshua, because they actually followed God. And Hashem was angry with Israel by Ni'embamidbar and made them wander in the wilderness of Arim Shana for 4 years, Atom Koladar Halsea Rabbi Hashem until the end of that generation. Now, B'nai Kamtem, look, you have arisen. The place of your ancestors, Tabut Anashim Chataim, this culture of sinning men, this foot Od Al Charonaf Hashem Israel, to add even more anger, God's anger on B'nai Israel. And then the people are going to go turn away from God and then have to wander longer in the desert. And you destroy this whole nation. So it seems very extreme. But Menei Gabriel Red didn't say, no, we shouldn't go in. No, best them go in. They're just asking, please, we just want the good raising land here. Doesn't seem nearly as bad as the Moravian. Why is he compared to the Moravian? It says the reason, both of these, this that the looking at, he wants that Moshe is trying to get people who's lecturing and us to look at Cheder Meraglim differently. Wasn't so much that they were maligning the land. He says that you have to, what Rav Daskal said, you quote, look at one of the Pirkei Tehillim that go through Jewish history. A couple of Tehillim just go through all of Jewish history. This one is Kuf Vav and talks about Bnei Israel leaving Egypt. And they were disgusted with the Eretz Chemda, the desirable land, Eretz Israel. Lo haminu, and didn't believe God's word. And they complained in their tents. They didn't listen to God. And as Rashi says, this is talking about Mishloach Meraglim. It's talking about the Meraglim. And so God lifted his hand, swore about them, lapil to make them fall in the wilderness, appeals Aram and their children would fall among the nations, Zaratam and scatter them in the land. And that, so Moshe isn't blaming the Meraglim for what happened. There were only 10 people, they said what they said. The problem was everybody else. The problem was not what the Meraglim said. The problem is how the people responded. Right? They were Vaymasuba. They didn't have Ahavat Eretz Yisrael. They didn't want to enter the land. They'd wanted to. They'd heard this was the end of their ancestors. They would have heard the part where they said Zav it's in Eretz Zavat Chol HaDavash, Zepriya, and they wouldn't have heard the part about Efes Ki Yaza'am. We determine how we frame the facts. They could have listened to Port of Spies and said, fine, we'll go in. So Moshe is saying what you should have heard was Tova Aretz, but instead your response was Lo Abi Tamaz. You as a whole, as a people, didn't want to go in. It's a sense of this lack of he calls the Avat Eretz Yisrael. You go into with the right attitude, you would go anyway. And so God, B'nai Reuven are doing the same thing. That yes, they make more money. It would be easier to earn a living on the east side of the Jordan. They should have had that Avat Yisrael to override that. We said last week as well that there's this idea that living in Eretz Yisrael has its own value. As the Tosefta says that Yeshua Adam be'Eretz Yisrael, person should remain in Israel. I feel a bit ear of Sharuba Ovdei Kochapim, even in a non-Jewish city, lo b'chutz la'aretz. And don't live in chutz la'aretz. I feel a bit ear of Shekuli Yisrael, even in Lakewood or Teaneck. Mamed Yeshiva Yisrael, Shekula k'neged kol mitzvot Shabbat Torah. Necessarily, Israel is as great. We didn't say it's
Who
instead
said
of.
this? Who said this?
This is the Tosefta. So
Oh.
this is a Tanaitic statement.
Yeah. I wonder if it's someone who actually went.
Well, the Tosefta was presumably written in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
It's like
So
the
there we
mission,
go.
they were there. We talked about that. That Ramban specifically is the one
Yeah.
showing that
Right. Last week, right.
talked about that, right? And lo yetzia adam l'chutz la'aretz kein hu hayachitin time b'sela, that you shouldn't leave Israel unless prices are so expensive, you have to pay a seller for 2 sa'as of wheat. And Shimon, when can you leave because the prices are so high? As much lekach. If you really can't afford to eat at all, but if you can afford it, I feel a sub a seller, even though prices are much higher, lo yetzei, don't leave. You stay there. Rabbi Shimon Omer. And he gave the example of Elimelech, Migdolei Hador, Elimelech, the father-in-law of Rut, left. He was Mefarnesei Hador, one of the supporters of the community. Baal Sheyetzel Chutzaretz, Metu Banav, right? He left because it's a famine. The people who stayed behind survived. He did not. Don't you stay in Eretz Yisrael. And I will quote the Ramban specifically, who says that there's a mitzvah, a Rosh Tema Aretz V'Yashabtem Bah. Right. Live in the land, Hatatizu mitzvah asehi. There's a mitzvah. Sevatam Sheyeshu be'eretz. There's a commandment, you have to live there. Yehi because God gave it to them. Lo yimasu benachalat Hashem, and you can't reject the inheritance of God. That should have been worth it. So that's what the people did in response to the Meraglim. They heard the part they wanted to hear. They didn't want to bother going in. B'nai Gad and Reuven did the same thing. And if someone should have the idea, the Jews could go take over Babylonia or Assyria, or Uganda, or Sitka. Did we talk about the Yiddish Policemen's Union?
No,
Did you
the
ever read
what?
that? The Yiddish Policemen's Union, a novel by Michael Chabon.
Yeah, in Alaska?
Alaska, right.
Yeah, I read it
Okay.
a long time ago. It was funny.
It was cute. Ended week, but it was a good novel. But anyway, if you had that idea, you should all move to Sitka in Alaska, right? They shape some of settle there. You have Roman spot. You're violating God's word. That's the idea that we have these examples of the importance of Abba Yisrael, Yisrael. And he added that we saw another example of that 2 weeks ago. To make this. So, two
Hmm.
needs to be compressed. Let's fix that. There we go.
Good.
Okay, 2 weeks ago in Parsha Pinchas. Vinoslav, right? They wanted a portion of the land. The daughters of Tzlafchad came to Moshe. Here we have my granddaughter Noah. Nice name. And they stood before the leaders. More and they said, "Avinu made by Mibar, who lo ya b'toch ha'idah, no dima l'Hashem b'dak korach." And our father died in the wilderness. He was not one of those who died in the rebellion of Korach. He bechoto met. He died of his own sin. Banim lo yulo. Lama yigarashem Avinu mitoch mishpachta. Why should our father's name be lost among his brothers? King Ben, because he has a son. Tana lano achuzah. Let us have an inheritance. B'toch
What's
ha'ben.
the Midrash Hutzalafchad was,
We'll
and
talk
what?
about it. So there are two questions. Well, either he was the Mokeshesh Itzim,
Oh,
who
right.
gathered wood on Shabbos, that's Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yehuda said, no, he's one of the Ma'apilim.
Oh,
Right? We talked about that
yeah.
part of Pinchas, that, the chutzpah to go to try to get to Eretz Yisrael even after the decree that they weren't going to go into. Rashi adds on this that on the
I
Neshim
don't
look.
remember that. I don't remember talking about the Mapulim because here they're heroes, the new ones.
Right, we talked about specifically that the Ma'apilim are not, well, they died, they violated what God wanted, but they had the chutzpah to do that even so, and they have some aspect of being heroes as well.
But it was a chait. He died
Right.
from his chait. Okay.
Well, right, we talked about that. It was
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
okay, but so Rashi points out that Al Nashim lo nigzira, the women were not in part of this Gezerah, that you're all going to die in the wilderness. Now,
Oh.
40 years, obviously, some died, but it was not automatic. It wasn't, okay, no one is going to survive. As many women who could go, 40 years is not that long. They were 60, the youngest ones. So they could go in, right? It was Yoshua, Kalev, and lots of 60-plus-year-old women went in. They didn't run up to Gezerah. The Fisha Hinaya Bachavavot et because they loved Eretz Israel.
Huh.
Anashim Omrim, the men said, "Not Rosh Hashu Mitzrayim." The men panicked and said, "Let's go back to Egypt." Anashim said, "Tnalu Achuzah." So Benoslav Chad was the exemplar for the women. This was typical for them. The women said, "No, let's go in." The Khan. That's why Parshat Benoslav Chad is here, right before the story of, right after the story of Meraglim. And
Oh,
so,
that's very nice. I don't remember hearing this.
okay, there you go. So the women had some. Remember, the
Yay,
women knew
women.
what was right.
Yay, women.
Yes. So Haridasco on this asked, how do we know they love the land? What did Rashi say that, right? Tanala Rachuza, maybe they love money, right? They wanted the herons, right? They wanted prime real estate. What does it make that they loved Eretz Yisrael? So he cites a story. I don't know where he gets it from, but the Sfat Emes, where Sfat Emes, who's the second Ger Rebbe, his son, the Imre Emes, the third Ger Rebbe, when he's still a kid, asked him that question, right? How do you know, beloved Slavka, were mechavavot et haaretz? They just want the inheritance. And the story is that his mother calls out from the kitchen. Okay. Because she knows the answer. Answer is obvious, right? Because Slavka had died 39 years earlier when we said that, right? As Mekoshesh or when Mapilim, we talked
Oh,
about
here it is.
it, right? That this was something that much earlier. And like Bnei Israel, all of Bnei Israel left Egypt. He was rich, right? He comes out with all the gold and silver. So his daughters didn't contest the will, didn't go to probate court over that. The fact that they're only asking it now, as they're dividing up the land, proves that they only care about Tanu Achuzah. They were not in it for the money. If they were, this question would have come up much earlier. So that
But
is
wait,
interesting.
when it does come up, are the men also reluctant to go, or they're ready to go?
Well, this is 40 years later.
Oh, so it's like a flashback?
No. We're saying that that Pinchas Glavchat only come and tell Moshe, give us a portion in our father's inheritance once Moshe gets the commandment about how they're going to divide up the land.
Yeah, so I mean, but at that point, everybody's wanting to go. They're not unique in wanting to get it in.
But the point that this is when they are complaining about the inheritance, proving that the reason they want this in part of their father's inheritance is because they want a portion of the land.
I know, but at a time when everybody wants a portion, it wasn't at a time when the rest of Israel was saying, we don't want to go. Everybody
Okay.
wants a portion, and they want a portion too.
Okay. But
There's
so.
nothing unique about the women.
Right. Okay. But this points out that back when it was a problem, I mean, presumably there. It doesn't seem like that big an issue because nobody else is complaining, right? The men are getting that it just points out that when they're asking for the portion of the land, it's only that they're not interested simply in the money. Because that would have come up much earlier.
Okay.
Okay.
What I
Yes,
mean is,
we are assuming that they had that.
the Rashi is saying, the men said Nashuva Mitzrayim, and the women said Tana lanu achuzah, but it wasn't at the
At the
same
same
time.
time, it was we are in fact assuming that they had the same attitude back 40 years earlier.
Yes.
That is an assumption.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's a reasonable
I'll accept it.
assumption.
Okay.
You are correct that these are different times, but we're assuming that back, 40 years before, the women were still thinking. Slavka was still thinking. Okay, I'm not going to complain now because obviously we're the only ones inheriting from our father. We'll get a portion of the land. It's only when Moshe's laying out the
Okay.
halachot, they say, "Wait
Okay.
a minute, we're missing something here."
Okay.
Okay, but
I'll go along.
we're gonna assume the best of the women here. Okay,
Okay.
but that we so we have another example of what Eretz Yisrael means. He says that these are the three parshiot that we read in during the 3 weeks.
Ah.
Pinchas, Matat Masa, and Devarim. We have these examples where we learn what we're the attitude we're supposed to have toward Eretz Yisrael. We're mourning not just the loss of Beit Mikdash, but also the exile. And saying that this is the 3 weeks where we have an opportunity to kind of undo the damage. Right, we should be the part of the mechavavot to Eretz. We should be like Slavka and say, okay, whatever reason I'm still here, I should want to be there, and don't be those who are masu be'eretz chamda. That's the way you should be thinking as we head into Tisha B'Av.
That's nice. I love when the parshiot align with what's going on a
Right.
thousand years later,
Yes. And always it tends to work out that way. It's a good
Some
thing.
there were a lot of there, I once had a list, and I don't think Aharon was on my list, but that he died in the Torah, we read about his death just when we're reading that parsha,
That's
like
okay. And then
Rosh Chodesh Av,
okay.
When did he die? Which one? Matot or Masa?
He dies in Chukah.
Oh.
A little earlier than that. We mention his death in Maasai.
Oh, we mentioned, but didn't he die Rosh Chodesh Av?
That sounds right. Let's go.
And we read about it on Rosh Chodesh Av.
Right. Let's go find that here.
Rishon l'chodesh ha'shvi'i or whatever. No, that's Tishrei.
There we go. Vayal Aharon HaKohen. This is Parshat Maaseh. Har Har. Vayim So that is Chodesh HaChamishi would be beginning of Av, right? Rosh Chodesh Av.
Oh, so when did we read Chukat?
Like last month, a month before.
Oh. right, it's close.
So we okay, but yeah, we mentioned Chodesh HaChemishi, Rosh Chodesh Av, which is right next to Rosh Chodesh Av. We did mention right from Myra's death, but this is more that that we're learning about the entering Eretz Yisrael and the importance of wanting to enter Eretz Yisrael right here during the 3 weeks.
And then the 3 weeks, which is all about being kicked out.
We need to, and our job is to undo that. So you folks have
So,
done that.
yeah.
You have returned. The rest of us are
It's a
still
little
waiting.
sad. We don't learn.
Yeah, we don't. So I'm going to stop here.